You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All righty then. Let's do this thing. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show, kicking off the December to remember. We're going to finish off 2021 strong. And welcome to you all. December to Remember starts this Friday. We're doing our live remote at Gap Ministries. Go to wakeup.gapmin.com to get your tickets for an amazing breakfast and watch Old Big Mouth do a radio show. And then a week from tomorrow on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, we will be at St. Philip's Plaza with the Tucson business owners doing an amazing Christmas function. Fire pits, cocktails, great food, more cocktails, drink responsibly, and a holiday performance from the Tucson Boys Chorus. So please join us. It'll be a total throwdown. And then a week from Friday, we'll be doing another live remote at Window Depot. They're opening their new location on Ina and Thornydale.
Saw their new storefront just yesterday as we drove past.
What were you doing slumming on my side of town?
Coming home.
Oh, my gosh.
Wending our way home.
Did you go to the game?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought you were a real Cat fan, so. But, and the Cats wrapped up their season against with a loss against the Scum Devils, and that's life.
That's life.
You know, they scored, what, 18 points or something like that? Better than last 15 year.
15 or something, yeah.
All right, 15. That's right. We got the lucky 15. Yeah. That's true. And again, what did we, I mean, to me, they played better than I thought they were going to do this year. I mean, the cupboard was bare, kids. There's no second people behind the people that are starting. I mean, they're nice fellas, but it's not like we have super terrific quality behind that. So when you get injuries and things like that, hey, these kids played 60 minutes. Do we still play 60 minutes?
Yes.
So kudos to the Cats. Really, seriously. That's where we're at.
Amen.
You know, from basically given nothing, right? Basically being screwed over by basically Hickey, Sumlin, and Rodriguez over the last few years. This is where you're at. This is what happens. That's life. So,
correct.
Jetfish, I give you a thumbs up for your first year. Right? You had to learn too. He had to learn how to coach.
Played Utah close.
Yep.
The NAU game, that's still a head scratcher, but there were a couple of surprisingly close games along the way.
NAU, those kids just didn't know how to play together. Just didn't get it. They just didn't get it. You know. And again, like I said, Jed made some mistakes along the way. And, you know, you pray he gets better next year. That's fine. I'm good. Good. It was a fun football
it
weekend.
It was never going to be a one-year turnaround. Everybody knew that.
Correct. Kudos to the Sal Pointers. They move on to the next round of playoffs. Overall, for me, it was a very good restive, let's say in a word, making crap up now, weekend between some friends who came in from out of town that I hadn't seen for a while, that they got an Airbnb. They did their Thanksgiving stuff that they like to do. We did our stuff. And then we came together in a orgy of food, good laughs, and cocktails on Thursday.
So, excellent.
Yeah, it was. I got my smoked turkey from Kent at the sausage shop. Some of you were locked out because he only can do so many at a time. So if you don't get in early, you're screwed. His smoked turkey is amazing. It's just enough smoke. It's not over. It's just the right amount. Moist as heck. And then I turned that sucker into the leftovers into green chili enchiladas with smoked turkey in it.
Looks pretty darn good.
It's good living. Matthew, how was your weekend? This is where we bore everyone with our weekend.
Yeah, well, it was a lot of running around, but did Thanksgiving with Kelly's side of the family, did Friday with my side of the family. We just had a wonderful weekend.
Awesome.
Caught up with everybody. A lot of good food. A lot of in between everything else, we tried to found a great burger place up in Phoenix called, I think it's called Cold Beer and Cheeseburgers or something like that. Anyway,
I think I've heard of such a place.
It's pretty good. It's a local, it's a chain, but it's a local chain.
Where's it at? Where's the one that you went to?
The one we went to was Shea and the 101.
Okay.
He's very good. Yeah.
Schweiker
good.
Territory.
Yeah,
Shea in the 101.
I guess so.
That's right. Yeah, that's the heart.
And that and, gosh, it's just a fun weekend. A lot of football, a lot of catching up with everybody, a lot of good
snacks. So I'm one of those guys who loves foul weather football games, right? So watching the Ohio State-Michigan game
yeah.
and then the Michigan State Penn State game, those were fun as heck for a nerd like me. So that was really, really fun. So, again, overall, I think we all needed that weekend. I think having a festive few days off and doing our thing got us, we need the recharge, I think. November was a kind of a weird, wacky month, and here we are. We are going to make it December to remember all the way through New Year's. So that's what we're going to do. Today, we have the brother-mother kind of day, as Matt pointed out before the show started. We have the series finale of Mother Road Mondays coming up. And it should be extra special. First and foremost, our friend Stephanie from Mother Road will be here. But then more important, the owner, Michael Marcus, who's always called up from Flagstaff, he will personally be here for the series finale.
Nice.
My good friend Matt Russell will be here. And then, of course, our last food for our restaurant for our series finale is the good folks from Agustin Kitchen over at the Mercado. So it's a heck of a way to start off. There's so many people who love Food Friday. So they've been like, I've gotten a few emails from people going, well, it's kind of fun having two in a week. So we're going to try to, my attempt is in December, we're going to replace the, and we're going to do some more work with, the Mother Road people in the future. They've been just amazing partners over those so many months. I reached out maybe about a month ago asking people who are good human beings to share their Christmas food traditions from various cuisines around the planet. And so I have a good list. I have to get off my rear end this week and, start booking them for an international. And my hope is do it every Monday through Christmas in that same time slot. And we'll keep the good cheer, beer, and food going through New Year's. So we'll do that. I gotta sit down today. You know, there's that, you know, those great
Dr. Rick
commercials. Of course, when he's trying to keep people from turning into their parents.
Let's try sitting down now.
And I'm going to tell you something. When that one first happened, when he watches the guy sit down and the guy goes, ah, and I go, oh my God, that's me. That is me. So let's give you a little bit of a rundown. There's lots of stuff that's piled up over the last so many days. So we got the wrong way driver story in Tucson. We have, oh, we got to give you a looting and ransacking holiday shopping update from across the country. We have a couple of different companies that are offering counseling services over the Rittenhouse acquittal. We got to get to that. We have the school board that cancels the Nobel laureate and former ISIS slave over Islamophobia fears. We got to get to that. We got the World Health Organization skips the XIZ in the Greek alphabet for a variant because they don't want to avoid a stigma. We'll also and then Scott Moorfield, who is writes for townhall.com, he's on COVID reality with our good friend Michael Beatrice, and he has a good rundown about the Omicron. The Omicron, is it the end of the world? And we're going to quote the South African doctor from their health organizations who is describing the symptoms of this thing. So we'll talk about that, and you probably will not get that at the top of the hour CBS News. Oh, also, it's also fun that when President Dum Dum bans flights from certain thing, he's a hero. When Trump does it, he's a racist, xenophobe, SOB. Just, you know. We got that going for us. What else? We're going to talk about the Merck anti-COVID pill and tie it back to what David has Schweikert said in the last couple of weeks. We got that. And then, I mean, I can't ask for more from the Arizona Daily Star, right? It's like, Scotty, I'm doing it all I can, Captain, right? I got Tim Steller's one-sided piece of trash about the cop incident, and he doesn't actually talk to the cops, it looks like. Then Magnus comes out and smacks Steller. So we got a little infighting amongst the crew, which is so cute. Okay. And Tim outdid himself. I mean, this is like 800 words. I mean, Patty must have been out of town. He must have been bored to death, so he decided to write or something like that, right? And then, if you didn't know, Patty Melchior, not one of the three wise men, she didn't take Tim's spousal slave name, because she's her own woman. But anyway, so Timmy writes this thing, but then even better, Teddy Pendergrass.
Imagine a world.
In a world.
Gonna get Greg over here.
Where
in a world.
I gotta have Greg call up just to do that. Actually, we gotta have him just record the damn thing so we can have it on the board. Kurt. That was a Freudian slip. Kurt Pendergrass writes imagine a world without the Arizona Daily Star. A lot of us have been imagining that for years. So that'll be a pinnacle. And then so the brother mother. So we got Mother Road and then Brother Joe. So we're going to talk about some national market stuff, but we're also going to talk about for your Raytheon employees out there who are going to get canned by Raytheon, you might need to do something with your pensions and 401ks and things like that. And so Joe's going to talk about options you have if you're separating from the greeting card company. We're going to give you some options that maybe you should start thinking about if you really don't want to take the vax and move on with your day, because there's people asking such questions. So we've already gotten a couple of calls from some greeting card folks who want to might not be working there in a while. So give us a call. 790-2040 is the phone number. If you had something that was fun and kind of interesting over your Thanksgiving weekend, food-wise, activity-wise, you know where to find us, 790-2040, wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. I might also read a great letter to the Christy Simone editor about the Frank Antonori appearance last week from a longtime listener and a longtime precinct committee person who has an interesting take on it, and I don't know if Frank will like it, but that's life. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. All right. Good morning. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. If you miss anything, kvy.com. And of course, you can go to podcasts. You can hear History of Tucson Radio with Ed Alexander and some of the stellar folk that have made Tucson Radio special for the last 50 years or so. So good stuff over there, as we like to say. You know, we are now heading into our last month of the year, and as I keep telling everybody, it's time for you to, I always say this, I think every year, but rest up, do all the mirth making you can. I'm a big mirth maker, all right? And do your thing, love your relatives, celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish brothers and sisters out there. First night was last night. And but you know something? When we come out of this, hopefully you celebrate the 12 days of Christmas. And we're good after Epiphany. But, or as the Democrats would say it, January 6th, the worst day in the history of America. We have a lot of work to do next year. So, the Democrats have been soiling themselves since the inauguration of Dum Dum. I mean, they have been assaulting America like you would, every which way but loose, Clint Eastwood, every which way but loose. They have assaulted your buying power. They have assaulted your cost of fuel. They have basically blown open the borders. bringing less value to the American worker, especially on the lower end. They have told you to have no life because of the coronavirus while blowing open a border that's letting hundreds of thousands of people in that aren't tested, vaccinated, or any of this other stuff. So then that's the best part. See, like, let's take this locally. When Dr. Look at Me, Matt Hines, wants to ruin your life and lock everything down, but he says nothing about the border, right? He's not a science-y or a doctor-y guy, all right? It's horse crap. It's control. You can't ignore the stuff out there, all right? So then what else have Democrats done? They have assaulted you, and you finally woke up, finally, when they went after your kids, right? When they finally went after your kids through masking, lockdowns, in certain parts of the country, the critical race theory, or as TUSD would say, critical race theory, hold my beer. We have an entire school district that is basically focused through a lens of critical race theory. Right? We don't care if these kids can read. We don't care if they can do math. As long as we get to pat each other on the back and go, we are helping mold their spirituality through our different race theories and education. That's more important. So you guys finally woke up. We saw it in the state that's for lovers, Virginia. Right? We had, one of the more fascinating pieces of video we played in November was the CNN one with the four moms, right? Two Dems and two independents. People talking about how they'd never put a political sign in their yard before, right? Because they went after their kids, and then the people on the school board ignored them. They were flippant about their concerns. They were defensive about their concerns. How dare a mom or dad question the greatness of school boards? Have you looked at your local school boards? These are not the best people sitting in the seats. And because, you know why? Because it's not a sexy job. Right? Think about it. The city of Tucson, right? The city of Tucson complains that they can't get, and I'm a believer in it, right? If you don't pay enough, you get crappy people. That's why you get stuck with Rahina, Fimbris, Paul Cunningham and Kozachik, right? This is what you get stuck with. People who can somehow put aside a chunk of their day for $24,000. Well, a school board pays nothing. Look at these people. Look at AmFi school board. Look at TUSD school board. Most of these people, you wouldn't have them run the counter at your Circle K. You wouldn't even want them to handle a beer skip at your local Circle K. But that's where the rubber meets the road. I've told you this for years. School boards are amazingly important. So let's get back to the main thing. Rest up, because next year you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone. You're going to have to get out of your comfort zone. You're just not going to be able to sit there and opine on Facebook, right? Or go to these Republican meetings like, you know, Mike Ebert's useless Pima County Republican Club and the deregulators or whatever you're doing, where everyone just sits in a circular firing squad yelling about stuff, right? You're going to have to get off your rear ends come January, and you're going to go pick a candidate. Go find one. I don't care what the hell they're running for, right? But I'm going to tell you something. Before this is over, we will introduce candidates to you who are running for school board, Oro Valley Town Council, all of these different things, and you're going to have to get off your butt. If you think the democracy, this freedom, whatever thing you want to say in your brain is getting lost in America, you're going to have to help earn it back. Everyone's waiting for someone else to do it. You know, some I had a friend of mine in this text chat over the week, like, we need more of the Koch brothers. Yeah, you guys need to get off your rear end. Right? You're going to actually have to go work for candidates, collect signatures, and go do it. Because if it doesn't happen, don't be, the Democrats are going to pull every trick they can. Someone's even called the Omicron, sorry, I'm going to call it the Z variant, right, as a mid-election variant. All right? We'll talk about that when we come back. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Tell them, Marvin, tell them. Hey, you're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Welcome back to you all. Now, I put this on Facebook this morning at some god-awful time while listening to English Soccer Talk. Today, they'll tell you it's Cyber Monday, which means you should ignore all the marketing crap and shop local today. All right? So if you can go retail, right, like a K Bonita type of place, go for it, right? If not, you know, we also have a zillion great local restaurants. So you're better off getting a gift card to one of those great local restaurants than you are just sitting there getting crap from Amazon. Oh, yeah, I need another air fryer. Stop it. I need a, now remember, so George Foreman, I think, has been kicked off the grill. I think it's Shaq now, right? So it's now the Shaq Fu Grill or something like that, right? Okay. Screw that. Stop it. Stop it. So try to ignore all the Cyber Monday bullcrap and go shop local. Again, all of these places have great gift cards for you to have a wonderful culinary experience. Just make it happen, for God's sakes. All right, so let's get to the G variant. Can't make it up. So the idiots at the World Health Organization skipped the 14th letter of the Greek alphabet that just so happens to have the same spelling as a certain world leader's name. They jumped from Moo all the way to Omicron, skipping Nu and G. So I guess they're saying that they said they don't want to create a, what's the word I'm looking for, to avoid a stigma. So we wouldn't want the Chinese virus that was done in a, again, I'm just quoting John Stewart here, in a lab that says the coronavirus lab in Wuhan, China. And for all of their tyrannical control of their people, they just seem to let all of them fly all over the place. Remember that story? I don't know if you guys remember this. This is in 2020, and it was a story in the Toronto newspaper talking about all the Chinese nationals that were coming off planes into Toronto from a direct flight. And the protocol was, hey, you feeling okay? Oh, yeah. Yeah, come on in. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. So, God forbid we would want to change a name, a something that's after a Chinese coronavirus that's ravaging the world and making it lose its mind and causing all of this misery and death, after the guy who's the president of China.
But they're not naming it after him. Now we're, Chris, where we're at now, homonyms. We're afraid of homonyms. And this has happened before, right? Words that sound like other words. That's where we're at. So now you can offend with a homonym. So there you go.
You can offend with anything. So let's get to Scott Moorfield. He's been one of the, I think, one of the leading voices of Team Reality out there. Writes for townhall.com. Oh no, hide your children, run for the hills, wear three masks in bed and in the shower. That's right. Just in time for the holidays and the prospect of having entirely too many people having too much fun. There's a new scary variant coming to kill us all. Or possibly give us the sniffles. We're not sure, but the one thing we can be certain of is they will try to do all the dumb measures forced upon us by all the usual suspects. Travel bans, lockdowns, forced vaccinating, vaccine mandates, that all have been utter failures against stopping all previous iterations of this thing, will also be completely inept in stopping the spread of the newest kid on the block. Now, you would think about this, right? If we've been dealing with this for 12, carry, ampersand, 24 months, okay? Where's all the studies that all of this stuff works? Has anyone seen a study that any of these lockdown things work? Other than the idea that you take your most vulnerable population and make sure that maybe they need to quarantine a little bit, right? Just saying. So what do we know about variant B.1.1.529? It was identified fairly recently in South Africa. Apparently this one has enough genetic differences from other variants that experts are even afraid it can avoid the immunity generated from current vaccines. But let's get to the decent news here. This is from Angelique Coetzee. She's the chairwoman of the South African Medical Association. Now, again, I don't really listen to the CBS News at the bottom of the hour and, you know, some of these other things. This is the part that might have been missed in the mainstream media presentation of this news story. This is from Angelique Coetzee, chairwoman of the South African Medical Association. I call it SAMA in, you know,
your circles.
Inner circles. Quote, it presents mild disease with symptoms being sore muscles and tiredness for a day or two, not feeling well. So far, we've detected that those infected do not suffer loss of taste or smell. There might be a slight cough. There's no prominent symptoms. Of those infected, they are being treated at home, unquote.
And this is the big panic headline all weekend long.
Correct.
Got it.
Now, back to Moorfield. This virus, like contagious respiratory viruses always do, is going to virus. And maybe that's a good thing this time around. A lightning, quick spreading, milder form of COVID could be the best thing to happen to humanity since the pandemic began. Endemicity, I can't believe I just said that, and taking its place among common colds is our best hope at this point, both for the immune systems and to end the tyranny of the COVID fascists. If it's indeed mild, I hope it spreads so fast that governments can't possibly react. In this way, nature's vaccine could take its course despite the ill intentions of overlords who think they are somehow the ones in control. Now, the other big thing here is David Schweikert, two Thursdays ago on this show, talked about, he says he's going to introduce a bill on the floor of the House that says now that the Merck pill is getting to a point where it is going to be approved. I can talk. Okay. Chris talk. Good. The FDA said Friday. Now, this is a story that you might not have heard because it was Thanksgiving Friday, right? We're all chilling. We're in our food coma. We're watching football, right? Drinking copious amounts of non-alcoholic beverages. Just chilling with a seltzer and a lemonade, right? The FDA said Friday, this is from, this is probably AP, Scripps. The FDA said Friday that Merck's anti-COVID-19 pill is effective in treating the virus, but said that regulators will meet next week to investigate whether the pill is safe for people who are pregnant to take. Okay. The pill, known as Molnupiravir, Chris, speak well again.
Are there any Chinese leaders that word would offend that we have to change, or
the mayor of Canton is a Canton province is named Mr. Molnupiravir, not the Vir at the end. It's on track to become the first approved COVID-19 treatment that does not require a shot or IV. The pill, which is intended to be taken twice a day for 5 days. This sounds like you're taking ivermectin when you get sick. Be taken twice a day for 5 days by people with COVID symptoms. Has been shown in trials to cut down on hospitalizations and deaths in adult patients who have contracted the virus. Isn't this what we want? The pill also reduces hospitalization and death among those who have risk factors associated with poor disease outcomes. I left my sound machine, but I will do it. Ding. According to Dr. Doom, we know who that is. There's a 50% diminution in importance. In the placebo group, there were eight deaths. In the treatment group, there were no deaths. Well, that's great news. Finally, good news from Dr. Fauci.
Kind of feel bad for the people in that control group, right?
Yes, correct. The feds have already purchased 1.7 million doses of the Merck drug with the option to do more. I like this one. This is a potential additional tool in our toolbox to protect people. This is not the additional tool. This is the tool. This is the tool. All right.
And right behind this, there's a pill from Pfizer that's also showed great promise, right?
Yes. I mean, this is where you're at. If you feel like you're getting you have the symptoms of this thing and you can go get the damn pill and nail it in 5 days, that's what you want.
Sure. Yep.
Right? In the end, you still have to let your immunity system do its job with this thing when you're fighting it. That's how you're going to do this thing. The idea that the word herd immunity means nothing to the mainstream media and the government is sickening. Right? Now, yes, you can have vaccines and they can help and blah, blah, blah. But there is a herd immunity. There is a herd immunity factor to all of this. And when this is when I hear Fauci cry about getting his butt kicked by Rand Paul. And he says, they're not just insulting science. They're not insulting me. They're insulting science. Well, Dr. Fauci, when you don't refer to certain things as part of the whole tapestry of fighting an endemic, you're denying science, and this is why most of the country doesn't trust you anymore.
And David Schweikert was saying on the floor, is he not talking about using changing from the pandemic word to the
endemic?
Yeah,
correct. He literally wants to say that's where we're at. We have to declare that we're at an endemic stage in this. Once the Merck and the Pfizer pills are out there to treat this thing, which again, most people have been taking who have brave doctors who will give them ivermectin. That's what they've been doing, right? You take your two ivermectin pills over so many days, 5-6 days. Brad Hahn from Solidarity Healthshare has already told us that the acting agent in the Merck pill is similar to ivermectin, which of course was crapped on by the media, the government. Again, this is the idea, like, if you're going to deal with something as big and expansive as this endemic, pandemic, whatever you want to call it, right? And this is what kills me about the nerd from this is from Jeff Zients, the COVID-19 response coordinator from the White House, is he says the Merck pill is an additional tool, but they don't talk about any of the other tools. They don't tell you how to avoid getting coronavirus. How do you mitigate when you're walking around the planet? Have you seen any PSAs? Everything's about, well, they can't advertise the vaccine on the air because then, of course, they have to give you side effects. So they rely on the mainstream media and their own things to get the word out, right? But what I'm saying is there are tools. You just want to save lives, right? It's about saving lives, right? So what are the tools? It's ivermectin. It's hydroxychloroquine. It's the infusion, the antibody infusion, right? It could be the vaccine's part of that. It's part of the tapestry of things to save lives. And the idea is all they say is vax and ignore everything else. People don't know what their options are. That's the worst part of all of this.
And you're firing people to make a point that there is only one option when there are multiple options.
Right. This is why when this guy's this idiot Jeff Zients from the White House, he shouldn't say, "Oh, it's just an additional tool." No, this is the game changer, right? If we have home tests and all this crap going on out there, if you feel like you're sick, okay, boom, then go get the Burke pill, take it for 5 days, and have a nice life. This is the pill's the game changer. The idea that the White House is just saying, "Oh, it's another thing." As Colonel Potter said in MASH, horse hockey. Let's go to break. 790-2040 is the phone number. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Mother Road Monday at 7:07. We got Michael Marcus is down from Flagstaff. Stephanie's here. Matt Russell, the good folks from Augustine Kitchen. Give us a call, 790-2040. Springsteen, Radio Nowhere. Perfect for this show. Wake up. All right, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Just got to meet Michael Marcus from Mother Road Brewery, our first face-to-face. Good seeing him. So I know Tom Carlson from Marana put this up on his Facebook page, and then I just saw this one from Levi Strauss. So Best Buy and Levi Strauss are offering, now we'll go to the Levi Strauss one. It's a fireside chat and Q&A with a racial trauma specialist. Now, I have actually been hired out myself as a pineapple on pizza trauma specialist.
Sick. It's a highly needed counseling.
So, and you're saying, well, Chris, why would these people that work for a gene company need a racial trauma specialist? Because, of course, they just can't get their heads around the Kyle Rittenhouse acquittal. With the news that Kyle Rittenhouse was not convicted of shooting three individuals, two of whom lost their lives during racial justice protests last week. This is a difficult day for many. Now, of course, the best part is, were they really protesting, or are we doing the one person's protester is another one rioter? Right? Were these people really there to protest some sort of racial injustice, or were they there just to create chaos? If you look at some of their criminal records, you know, between the pedophile from Pima County. Who knew? You know, we always export the worst things in this world, right? The Center for Biological Diversity, Margaret Sanger, all of these things. And now we're exporting our own pedophiles to Kenosha, Wisconsin. The pain and trauma of race, identity, and belief-based tragedies. Wow. What's that one? Belief-based tragedies. It's over my head, man. These guys are so deep at the gene company. It's a reality that many of us struggling with. To promote safety, sharing, and to encourage healing, I'll be hosting a fireside chat with Dr. Camilla Codrington, a licensed psychologist and racial trauma specialist, in early December. Dr. J, I mean Julius Erving? He actually put Dr. J. We'll talk about mental and psychological impact. Oh, he didn't spell it right. He spelled Now, this is another one. I don't know if he spelled it wrong. Now, take the word psychic and add A-L. Psychical impacts of back-to-back social and racial justice events and trauma coping mechanisms. Oh, my Lord God. Anyway, so the good thing is, you know, that every time you buy a pair of Levi Strauss jeans, you'll be supporting these amazing things. Let's get to this day in music history. 1976, the Lancaster Local Council in England canceled a Sex Pistols gigs at the Lancaster, England, in Lancaster Poly Pavilion. The reason was given in the statement by the council: "We don't want that sort of filth in our town," unquote. Uh, This is another one. I didn't realize this one, Matthew, until today. 1997, the great Whitney Houston pulled out of a concert sponsored by the Ministry of Sung Young Moon 2 hours before she was due on stage, after finding out that the event was actually a mass wedding for 1,000 Moonie couples. The religious group said they had no intention of suing, providing the singer returned the $1 million fee she received. Now, that's awesome.
I will always miss that $1 million. I mean, I will always love you, yes.
I mean, I just love the idea that she didn't know it was going to be a Moonie wedding. I mean, did her agent read who the money was coming? Unless it was coming from some shell company for the Reverend Sung Young. I remember Frank Costanza met him when he used to sell religious items in Korea. If you remember your
Seinfeld trivia.
Your Seinfeld. And today, George Harrison died in Los Angeles, 2001, of lung cancer was the day. So we should play a little George before this day is over, I think.
Work that in.
And then we have holidays today. The customer is wrong day. Our thing in customer service has always been the customer is not always right, but they should probably go away possibly thinking they may be right, but sometimes they're just wrong. Remember that. Just remember that out.
It happens.
Throw out the leftovers day. You mean, is it now too long right now if your turkey's been sitting in the fridge for 4 days? You should finally possibly do it. And then National Chocolate Day. That's a good day. And National Lemon Cream Pie Day. I guess what they felt bad that no one served lemon cream pie during their thing. It's a summer thing, and so they.
I guess so.
The lemon cream pie. The Lemon Cream Pie Council.
Citrus industry. Yes. I like Cider Monday. Cider. C I D E R. I like that.
That's much better. Much, much better. So there's now a zillion alcoholic ciders. We're cidering everything right now. So pear cider. Apple cider, of course, apple. So, all right, Mother Road Monday, the series finale comes up with our good friends Michael, Stephanie, Matt, and the chef from Agustin Kitchen over at the Mercado. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 voice.